You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
We're ready to play. It is brought to you by Efficient Comfort, Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. Let's meet the players. Representing for the ladies today is Gail. Good morning, Gail. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So Gail, glad you called. What do you do, Gail?
Nothing.
Nothing. You just sit around all day. Oh, retired.
What a great answer, though.
Nothing.
Okay. So what are you going to do with your day today?
Well, I play in a softball league for women over 60. It's called Peaches. Mm.
Peaches?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, that's
what
fun.
Position do you play?
Outfield.
Nice. Uh-huh. You just kind of hang out.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Yeah. Do you get many balls out there?
A couple, not too many.
Yeah. Just alone with your thoughts. Watching the butterflies.
Oh, that's great.
What did you do that you retired from?
I worked at a high school for the dean's office.
Ooh, all right. Very nice. Very nice.
Yep.
So going back to your softball, do you have a big stick? Are you a good hitter?
Sort of, yeah. I can hit it.
Fair enough.
Do you like to bunt?
I just didn't know if she was like the cleanup hitter.
She,
you know, she was
bunt.
The one who's like, boom. You
I
know?
Feel like she's a bunter.
A bunter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Gail, good luck to you today. You're going up against this guy, David. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what do you do?
I do car loans.
You do?
That's it? Just car loans?
That's it.
Just car loans.
All right.
What are they up to now, like 6.8%?
Oh, yeah. All the way up to 22%, depending on your credit.
Oh, gosh. 22%. That stings.
David, you're a criminal.
That stings, man. Ouch.
22%.
And you probably have people that take those out, huh?
Hey, I got to pay my bills, too, okay?
Holy cow.
He's a loan shark.
Well, you know, if you're desperate for transportation, I guess.
I guess.
Yeesh.
My goodness.
Ouchie.
What do you do for fun?
Oh, you know, the same old thing, hiking, skiing, things like that, walk my dog. That's pretty much it.
Get outdoors a little bit.
Man, fair enough. Well, listen, here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking David some questions that women probably more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Gail some questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize. Also, we'll get a point for their side. And if we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. We alternate who goes first. Today, since the boys went first to start off April, the girls get to start off May. Jeremy, Gail is all yours.
Sweet Gail. All right, Gail. Many news stories about this question lately. I need to know what car brand is recalled more than any other brand in America, and it's by a long shot. The most recalls.
Kia?
No.
Oh.
Tesla. Believe it or not.
Is that right?
It is right. Look it
up.
Darn. 400 different recalls in 2022.
My goodness.
400.
Ouch. And yet I still
want
one.
I know.
I still want one.
My buddy has one, and they've got the greatest feature where they've got like an external speaker that makes fart noises. And so we were at baseball practice last night for my son, and I had to go to my car to get something out of it. And he was parked next to me, and he was hitting it on his phone, so his car was farting. And there was people walking by looking at me like it was me because it was really loud.
I love that.
He's like,
that's
the only reason to buy it.
I wonder if that's one of the things that gets recalled because instead of a fart, it sounds like a parakeet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Over to David we go. David, on what television show will you find the fictional street called Wisteria Lane? What show is that?
Oh, Jesus.
Guess.
Oh, Jesus.
General Hospital?
That's a good guess. No, it's Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives, yeah. Wisteria Lane.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. Back to Gail we go.
Gail, you're not going to know this one. Eddie Vedder is the lead singer for what band?
right.
Guess. Hurry.
I have no clue.
No idea. It's Pearl Jam. Have you ever heard of Pearl Jam?
Oh, yeah.
That's Eddie Vedder.
She's thrown her undergarments up on the stage at a Pearl Jam concert, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet she has. You ever done anything crazy at a concert like that, Gail?
No.
Oh. I didn't think so.
Listen, Gail used to be 22 years old, okay? She was crazy in her day.
I feel like she was a very good 22-year-old, though.
No, she was doing a bunch of crazy stuff. Am I right, Gail? You did some crazy stuff, right?
Did you tear it up?
Right. Yep.
Like what?
I don't know. We used to always sneak out of the... Well, 22, I was already married. So I didn't do any too many crazy things.
20?
20.
Yeah, see?
That's okay. Never mind.
It's all right,
that's
all right. It's all right. It was a different time.
I can remember that I want to tell.
All right.
Now you're sounding like a big talker. I really don't think you've done
anything. I told you.
I think you're right, Jer.
I stole a pie out of a window.
I was kind of hoping that Gail had some sort of wild story about getting backstage at a show and making out with one of the band members.
Or a story that started with, this one time in prison.
Back to David we go. David, Eva Mendez is in a relationship with what dude? In fact, they have two children together. Eva Mendez and who?
Oh, God. The guy from Notebook.
Hurry.
Oh.
Hurry. Hurry. Oh! You're right.
But not right.
You weren't right. It is Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the name.
That's the guy.
That's the one.
The new Ken doll in the Barbie movie.
Ryan Gosling.
Yep.
We're still 0-0. Back to Gail.
I can't believe it. Gail, what city was the host to this year's NFL draft?
Oh, Kansas City.
Oh, you know football. You know football.
She was ready for that one.
Woo!
David, you need this to stay alive, my friend.
Oh, geez.
If you miss it, the game is over. And if you do get it, we're going to go to sudden death overtime.
Okay.
Finish this sentence for me, David, from the movie Mean Girls. On Wednesday, we wear...
pink.
That's it. That is exactly right. We wear pink on Wednesday. Jeremy, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're going to sudden death overtime.
Here we go.
First one to get one right will win, and Gail is up first.
Gail, Indiana Jones usually carries two types of weapons with him. One is a revolver, and the other is a what?
A whip?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, the game is over. Game is over.
That was a quick OT.
Sorry, David.
David, you forced OT, which is really good there at the last minute, but I'm afraid you're going to have to take some medicine, my friend. Tell me when you're ready for it.
What's the medicine? What do I got to say? The girls win?
Oh, we'll give it to you.
You have to take medicine, not give medicine. So you just have to sit there patiently while we play this for you.
Girls rule.
That's the medicine right there.
There it is.
David, go have a good day, my friend.
You guys as well.
Bye, David.
All right. Bye-bye. Goodbye, you lone shark, you. Gail, the girls already whooped the boys in April, and now they're off to a 1-0 start for May. So congratulations to you, okay?
Thank you.
Well done.
Listen, you enjoy your day off today, and have good luck at softball, okay?
Well, thank you.
To all the other peaches, we said hi, okay?
Yeah, we appreciate the peaches on this show.